Today's episode is brought to you by Bush's Fresh Food Market. Calling all foodies, Bush's is hiring. Are you passionate about food, looking for growth, development, and excellent wages? Come grow with Bush's and apply online at bushes.com/join our team. That's Bush's, BUSCHS.com/join our team.
From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Emma Stein with today's Free Press Voice Briefing. It's Tuesday, September 27th, 2022.
This is Todd Spangler, Washington correspondent for the Detroit Free Press. Heading into November's general election, there is every indication that Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin could keep her seat in the U.S. House. One recent poll had her well ahead in her race, and 538.com, which handicaps political races, says she is a favorite to win re-election. That comes as something of a surprise, however. Slotkin won in 2018 and in 2020 by slim margins, and nationally, this was supposed to be a strong year for Republicans. Her opponent, State Senator Tom Barrett, is considered a top-notch candidate as well. But Slotkin, who lives in Lansing, has a lot of advantages. She has always been a prodigious fundraiser. She has also successfully portrayed herself as a more moderate, independent Democrat, even as Republicans have tried to paint her as slavishly aligned with her party. The U.S. Supreme Court probably hasn't helped Barrett either. Its decision to overturn the right to abortion has energized Democrats. It also allowed Slotkin to highlight the fact that Barrett considers himself, quote, 100% pro-life, without saying if he'd allow exceptions for rape or incest. Barrett and Republicans are still pounding away at Slotkin, hoping concerns about high inflation could help them win the seat in a newly drawn 7th district. They could be right, but for now, Slotkin appears to have the wind at her back.
This is Neeraj Wariku of the Detroit Free Press with some news about dueling protests in a Detroit suburb. In Dearborn on Sunday, two groups of protesters held rallies supporting or opposing certain LGBTQ books in the libraries of Dearborn Public Schools, the third largest district in Michigan. The first rally was in favor of the books, calling for support of LGBTQ people and books they said promote diversity and tolerance. The second rally, which drew a larger crowd, featured speakers who claimed that some books in Dearborn schools are sexually explicit and inappropriate for children. They chanted, "Enough is enough," and "Hell no." During the rally, a counter-protester who was a trans person sat on the steps and was sometimes jeered at by demonstrators who wanted him to leave. So far, Dearborn Schools has removed 7 books from its libraries. Demonstrators urged people to attend an upcoming school's board meeting on October 10th to voice their concerns. For more information on this story, visit freep.com.
I'm Kirkland Crawford with the Free Press Sports Department. We all know football is a game of injuries, and the Detroit Lions got some pretty rough news on Monday. First, the not-so-surprising front. Safety Tracy Walker will indeed miss the rest of this season after suffering a torn Achilles tendon in Sunday's loss in Minneapolis. A tough blow to an already overwhelmed secondary. And then there's DeAndre Swift. The Lions' starting running back, who had already been battling a bum ankle, suffered a shoulder sprain on Sunday. Head coach Dan Campbell said on Monday that Swift could indeed miss some time, but he could use a week off. Unfortunately, the bye week is a ways away. And at 1-2, the Lions are entering a critical stretch here. They face the 1-2 Seahawks at Ford Field this Sunday, followed by a trip to New England to visit Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia, and the 1-2 Patriots.
To learn more from the Detroit Free Press, be sure to check out freep.com. That's FREEP.com. I'll see you tomorrow.